I'm speaking today with Rodney Hoskins here at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, on the campus of Santa Monica College. Mr. Hoskins is a lead vocalist on several tracks on the new independent production, The Moon Pie Parables. The producer of this particular album is Sidney Howard. Rodney, how did you and Sidney Howard start working together?
Well, actually, it's a long story, but I'll try to shorten it as much as I can.
Please do.
As a young artist starting in Detroit, Michigan, I work with many groups and, you know, I just love singing. One day I just decided to go to United Sound Systems, which was owned by Don Davis.
And Rodney, please note for our listeners who Don Davis is.
Don Davis would be, he owned the studio. He is a banker now, head of First of Independence Banks.
In Detroit, Michigan, in the Detroit metro area?
Yes. I went to his studio. He had me, I came in, let him listen to a tape. He listened to it right then and there. He asked me to come back in and do a track, a lead vocal on a song that one of the arrangers there were writing. So I took the song home. You know, I went back to the studio. I sung it. He says, sounds good. But I still think it's not really you. The song is not really you. So he said that I needed an image. So he took me to the office, gave me Sidney's number, and the rest is history. We've been working ever since.
Well, Don Davis is known for his work with the Dramatics, and he also worked as a backstory for our listeners with the Memphis noted label Stax. He brought the Dramatics to Stax in Memphis, so he was known for working with vocalists. Now, another thing that is kind of strange is that while you and Sid have known each other for over 20 years, and Sid has had his studio group, Sid's Carbonated Milk, around for even longer, why did it take so long for you to record on one of Sid's Carbonated Milk's projects?
Well, actually, I did. I worked on, this was a 1997 deal that we did with Suncoast Motion Pictures. Oh. And I was part of that. I sang one of the Christmas songs that were there.
I've heard people respond to your songs on the Moon Pie Parables as, who is that guy? He sounds a little bit like Luther, a little bit like Jeffrey Osborne. How would you describe the Rodney sound? Those are big names to compare yourself to, so that's kind of scary.
Okay, well, I would say that my sound derives from a combination of Nat King Cole, Luther Vandross, and Aretha Franklin, you know, and it's just all formed together to the Rodney sound, I guess.
That's an interesting mix, you know. It's
the combination is
yeah. It's both genders and Nat King Cole. All right, Nat King Cole, smooth. Luther, the dynamic range, and Aretha for the emotion.
Yeah, and the gospel.
The gospel influence, of course, course. Which of your three Moon Pie Parables performances would you say is most typically your style?
I would say Can I Fly With You Away With You is basically my style all the way. That's Rodney all the way, I would say.
Oh, you stretched out on that a bit.
On
Can I Fly Away With You?
Well, I would say the stretch was Settle and Do, because that's something a little out of what I'm used to doing, but Sidney wanted to try me on that, and, you know.
That is an interesting song. That's an interesting song, Settled and Do. It's theatrical in its approach. It sounds kind of Broadway.
It's just piano, basic piano and voice, and I think I did a pretty good job on that, you know.
You have another song called I'm the One, and you have a curious sort of vamp at the beginning of it where you say, do you remember this? What is that all about, I'm the One? Since this is a 2009-2010 release, actually scheduled for 2010, what do you mean by do you remember this?
Well, I would say that I did that song years ago. You know, I was a younger guy at that point. So it was a fun song then, and so I just thought I'd say, hey, you remember this?
It has a kind of Jackson's The Corporation kind of sound to it. It has that Detroit Motown, but voice of young America sound that the Jacksons were very famous for pushing.
Yes. Oh, yes. I think it has that characteristic in it, and I think it helps the song a whole lot, you know.
Some gospel types have criticized Christian message music that doesn't mention the name of Jesus. You have three songs on the album that never mention Jesus. Is calling them parables a cop-out, or do we still benefit from parables here in these, as some people call them, the last days?
Well, I'm going to say that I don't think it's a cop-out. I mean, the book of Esther that's in the Bible is not a cop-out, you know, and we understand assume and we believe that God delivered the Jews from the heathen king through Mordecai and Esther. So it was his work of deliverance.
With your performances and those of the other fine vocalists on this album, Sid's Carbonated Milk seems to be turning into a vocal act. Will you be part of the next Sid's Carbonated Milk project?
Oh, certainly, certainly, because I think Sidney, I call him Sid the Maestro. So I just love his writing, and his writing just really compliments me as an artist. So definitely, most definitely.
Are you planning any solo projects? You're out here on the West Coast, and I understand that you've been working with several producers and some songwriters. You have something going on that you're working on that you've written?
Well, I would say that that's going to be also Sid and I coming together, and we're hopefully looking to Can I Fly Away With You, which is one of the singles on the Moon Pie Parable, to kick off this new solo project.
Oh, so you're going to use that song, Can I Fly Away With You, as a solo song. I should say a song on your solo album, you're going to include it.
Definitely, definitely.
It is a striking song. And there's an obvious gospel influence in Can I Fly Away With You. In fact, it is the most overtly gospel song on the Moon Pie Parables in terms of its presentation. What was your inspiration for that performance?
Well, basically, I listened to the words, and the words basically a flying high sensation, and so that is basically the way I did that song, you know, in that manner.
I notice that you sound like, and I'm pretty sure you are, a baritone, tenor baritone. However,
everybody says that.
however, with Can I Fly Away With You, that song, you spend a lot of time in your upper register, almost falsetto. What do you say is the reason for that? Would it have been a more dynamic song or a more comfortable song for you had you sung it in your regular key or your normal register?
Well, the song is a smooth song, so I guess the song has to be sang in a way that it's smooth, regardless of what register. The key took me into that particular falsetto and things like that, but I think the mood of the song is the falsetto range.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Rodney, for coming in to speak with us. We appreciate you. And again, Rodney Hoskins is a featured vocalist on the Moon Pie Parables, an independent release from Language Universal Recording Society. Good day.
Thank you.